This is KXRW LP Vancouver, 99.9 FM. I'm DJ Stina, and it's Saturday, May 9th, and I spent today at the Bloom Where You're Planted Multicultural Fair put on by the 4th Plain 5 at the 4th Plain Community Commons at 3101 East 4th Plain Boulevard. I recorded some community voices. Folks are going to tell you about their organizations and what they do in your community here in Vancouver. If you want to help support keeping hyper-local voices like this on the air, please support us during our May Spring Fun Drive here at KXRW till May 15th. We got a goal of $15,000 and you can be a part of it. Please head to kxrw.fm and click donate and keep these hyper-local voices on the air. We want to make sure we're getting out there and amplifying voices and all the great work that's happening. Organizations you're going to hear from include Odyssey World International Education Services, the Vancouver Bee Project, Native American Rising Generations Foundation, the Fort Vancouver Regional Library, Latinos Unidos y Floreciendo, Urban Abundance, Washington State University, Clark County Master Gardeners, and more. There was even free food and the Vietnamese Lion Dancers and Vancouver Ballet Folklorico. It was generously sponsored by 4th Plain Forward and the City of Vancouver, and the mayor was even there engaging with the Vietnamese Lion Dancers. So please stay tuned to learn about things happening at Heritage Farms and all over Vancouver this summer, including open mic at the library. That's right. Thanks for staying tuned to KXRW. I'm Stina Trecha.
Hi, my name is Karen Morrison. I'm the President in Community Engagement for OWI Education Services, and we want to welcome people to our Bloom Where You're Planted event at 4th Plain Commons today. And I was just speaking with my lovely interviewer saying that at OWI, the vote is big for us, not only blooming where you're planted, but also planting ideas and voting, education, and registration, especially with the young people, and especially now in this political climate, to have people vote is extremely important. We were one of the organizers for this event, Bloom Where You're Planted. Again, that's OWI Education Services. We are a nonprofit that has five focuses. You can find us online at www.odysseyworld.org. That's Odyssey, O-D-Y-S-S-E-Y, World, W-O-R-L-D.org. We'd love to have our listeners come in and volunteer and be a part of this.
Hi, my name is Walida. I'm here with OWI Education Services. And to answer the question, what community means to me, it means showing up for each other. Regardless of what your personal relationship might be with the people. I know nowadays a lot of people are like focused on family or people they personally know, but community is about getting to know strangers and showing up for strangers who live in the area that you live in and being there for each other and trying to fill the gaps of need where people are struggling. And so for those who can do, for those who can help, I think there's an obligation to do that, and that's at the heart of what community means to me.
Hi, I'm Courtney Boswell. I'm with Odyssey World International Education Services, and I think what community means to me is support. I think that every individual needs some sense of support, and I think when we come together as people and individuals, we're able to really support and uplift each other. So I think the word community, when I hear it, it's just mainly support.
My name is Abby. I'm also here with OWI Education Services with the Pathways to Nourishment program. We're here today to do a demonstration on how to build your own grow boxes to make gardening accessible to people no matter what environment they live in. This program is an effort to increase food sovereignty and nutrition for women-led households here in Clark County. And so we're working with some other local farmers today to do a demonstration on how you can have something accessible to you and build your own food and create a relationship with the food you grow.
My name is Grace Tigan, and I'm with the Maplewood Mosley Community Garden, which is located nearby and which provides free garden beds to 24 local gardeners, gardeners that live in the area and perhaps are food challenged. So they come to us referred by other helping agencies like 4th Plains Community Commons, and when they come, if we have a bed, we give it to them. And we provide seeds and starts and education so that they know how to do it. And then the plot is there and the food is theirs. Actually, we started it from the Unitarian Church 6 years ago during COVID, when we were really particularly aware of how hungry people were and how difficult it was to get good, fresh food. And we wanted to do something for the community.
And how do we find out more about the Maplewood Moseley Community Garden?
You actually just have to email garden@uucvan.org.
Hi, I'm Kelsey. I'm with the Fort Vancouver Regional Libraries. We're really excited to be here today to share what libraries got coming up. We're also excited because this summer we're going to be getting to do monthly visits to Fourth Plain Community Commons. So every first Tuesday from June through August, we'll be here at 9:30 with books for all ages, getting folks library cards, bringing some activities, and just kind of helping get connected with the community where they're at. Starting June 15th, our Summer Reading Challenge will kick off. This year we're excited. We've got our Classic Kids Challenge, Reading for 40 Days, but this year we've got our adult challenge is really kind of ramped up for the first time. So there'll be 10 kind of fun different challenges. They'll get to pick from different ones and try and complete them, connect with the community, read, engage in different ways with the library. So that'll kick off starting June 15th.
Hi, my name is Diane, and I'm also with Fort Vancouver Regional Libraries. And this year, as Kelsey said, we're going to be focusing a lot more on adult programming and summer reading. A lot of the programs we're going to be offering are going to be sewing at all of our libraries. There is limited registration for that, so if you're interested, make sure to look online and register right away. We're also going to be offering trivia and bad art, and we're going to have an open mic night for people to perform or basically show us your talent.
So my name's Ryan. I'm going to be hanging out with you guys today and introducing you to a few of my friends. I'm so excited that you are here. I just want to give a quick shout out to the City of Vancouver Fourth Plain for All grant that helped sponsor this event, as well as Fourth Plain Ford, who helped sponsor this, and of course the Fourth Plain Commons for hosting this event. Incredible sponsors. Hey, this is the Multicultural Fair 2026 Bloom Where You Are Planted, put on by the Fourth Plain Five. Now, if you're not familiar with the Fourth Plain Five, that is five adjacent neighborhoods. That's Rose Village, Maplewood, Fourth Plain Village, Bagley Downs, and the Meadow Homes neighborhood. So let's give a quick shout out to the Fourth Plain Five. I want to introduce a few vendors and partners before we get the dancers up here. We got some incredible vendors, some incredible partners here today, including but not limited to Odyssey World, Worldwide, Fort Vancouver Regional Library, the Vancouver Bee Project, Maplewood Moseley Community Garden, Master Gardeners, Water Resources Education Center, Waste Connections, Urban Abundance. Hey, this next one has a special place in my heart for what they've done for us today. The Boys and Girls Club of Southwest Washington, they're inside to help take care of the kiddos today. We got the Native American Rising Generations Foundation, the Latinos Unidos y Florenciado, I am so sorry for butchering that, Leadership Clark County, the State Racism Hotline, the League of United Latin American Citizens, or LULAC. We have voter registration and the iUrban team. Let's give a quick shout out to our partners and our vendors. Now, we have a very special guest that I want to introduce you to. And these are the Vietnamese Lion Dance Team. Take it away, dancers.
Hello, my name Sam's Amender Velasquez with LULAC, that is League of United Latin American Citizens. And that's, again, that's where our heart is and where we focus in. But we serve all of our communities in Clark County. We help anyone who is having challenging times with immigration or questions about the immigration status. So the immigration services include family planning, food boxes or food assistance, rental assistance, connections with lawyers or someone to help with their legal status. And overall, we just try to help with wraparound services for families who are transitioning, you know, in or out of the country. Overall, if you are infected or know of anybody who may be in need of these services, we encourage everyone to check out our website or our phone number, which is 503-388-5356. Anyone experiencing immigration concerns or have questions about their immigration status or been impacted already, who have a family member who has been deported, we help with services to try to sustain the family or keep them together. I've been involved with LULAC for about 2 years now, and it mainly started with just events, finding a space for anyone who identifies themselves as Latino and wants to get involved, wants to know what's going on in Vancouver, Clark County, especially around when we're doing the comprehensive plan and those kind of things. I started creating engagement for that. So yeah, now we're here, and we've been trying to find as many services as possible. So we try to be that bridge for our community. Community to me is somewhere where you feel like you belong, or you feel that you're accepted and you're supported, and you can also give back to a bigger family. Yeah.
My name is Rachel Festin, and I'm with Latinos Unidos y Florenciando, and we are a food sovereignty group. We have 10 acres at the Clark County Heritage Farm, and we grow culturally specific food for Latino families. So our big one this year is going to be chayote. That's been a big one that the families have been requesting, but we focus on things like tomatoes and chilies, squashes. Our big project this year is going to be the seed to tortilla project, where we're going to be growing corn, and at the end of the season we're going to be drying it and turning it into tortillas. So we have a group of kids coming out to Planet this year, but what we're really hoping to do is open it up to the community, anyone who wants to learn about growing indigenous corn. So we'll have different events you can find on our website, and the part where we're going to harvest it will happen about October. We're going to dry it, and then the tortilla making part is going to be in November.
My name is Brenda Barrios. I am the food manager. So I run the food program. So we do take food to the college area and comunidad. I think we, like I said before, we're stronger together. I think a lot of people feel alone. And then, that's community, like making sure that you're not, letting you know you're not. So it's pretty cool for them to also come by. And
we have a save the date here. Can you tell us about this save the date?
Save the date. We have an annual community planting day on the 23rd. So we need a lot of little hands, big hands, to come by and help us out.
And where is it at?
It is in the Heritage Farm. So if you go on our website, www.unidosva.org, you will find coming up events. So we do need a lot of volunteers to help us out. And yeah, are more than welcome.
Hello, I'm Melanie with Native American Rising Generations Foundation. We're a local nonprofit here in Vancouver, Washington, that provides a safe space for Indigenous youth and families to gather, connect, grow, learn with each other. We do meet twice a month, the first and third Thursday of the month at ESD 112. We offer storytelling, craft night, just a lot of different learning and educational fun stuff to do. And like I said, we're nonprofit, all volunteer board. We welcome people who wants to share, say if they want to learn, they can come too. And yes, community means to me is everybody supporting each other, having your back. We're here to lift each other up. That's what it is about.
So my name is Kyle Roseland. I'm with the Vancouver Bee Project. We do pollinator education, advocacy, and habitat creation. Excited to be here today. This event has really been all about building community around environmental and agricultural kinds of organizations. Bee Project does a lot around public education. We go into classrooms and teach kids about pollinators. We try and encourage people to create more native pollinator habitat to support our native pollinators because they're super important. So we offer all kinds of different opportunities for folks, volunteering, you know, different inspirational things to help with habitat creation, and all kinds of fun things. So I actually started the organization. About 5 years ago, felt like there weren't enough people talking about these things, talking about pollinators especially. And so me and a group of friends got together and helped to create the Bee Project. With the main goal of making Vancouver a bee city USA, and we actually did that last year. So Vancouver became a bee city in 2025, and we've been pushing, you know, people to do more pollinator-friendly practices, cut back on their pesticide and herbicide usage, and help, you know, spread the word, educate each other. Oh, community means all kinds of things. You know, I see so many friends around this space right now, so just, you know, people coming together and trying to help each other out and grow together.
Hi, I'm Kate DeLemba. I'm president of Urban Abundance. We are here at Fourth Plane Forward at the Bloom Where You're Planted event. What does community mean to us? It means that we are getting food to the people in our community that need it the most, helping to plant garden beds, gleaning fruit trees, and reaching out to those in the community that need our help.
Please let the listeners know more about what you mean by gleaning. This may be a new term for folks.
So gleaning is just another term for harvesting fruit and vegetables from orchards, farms, urban homesteads, garden beds in your front yard, just helping people harvest food so it doesn't go to waste and it gets to food banks and people that need it the most.
So you're able to help people with their extra zucchinis?
Yes, zucchinis, apples, pears. We'll take anything. You can go to our website, urbanabundance.org, Facebook, Instagram, all the socials. You can join us at the Pollinator Fest, June 20th, and we're also going to have a booth at the Old Apple Fest, which is the first Saturday in October. I've been a gardener for over 20 years, and it's like therapy to me. It teaches you patience, and I love the flexibility of gardening, and given the current state of the world, I personally feel that no one is coming to save us except for ourselves, and we have to help one another, and this is just one way that people can do that.
I'm Kim Dilley, the Vice President with Urban Abundance, and I think this is a great chance for everyone in the community to pitch in. Anytime that you want to volunteer, you can sign up for an event, you can get some of the produce from the event for your own family, and then you're also helping a lot of families in the community. So that's really what it is how do we help each other, make sure that we're all being good neighbors, being good community. We have lots of little ones that come out, and they are big helpers when it's coming to picking. Yes, they are good eaters as well, so they like the blueberries and the apples and pears. We also have a lot of older community members that come out. They are helping out, get the fruit. We sometimes are able to collect for compost so they can pick just all of the drops. They can also, we've got lots of trees with plenty of either up the ladder or, you know, just the low hanging fruit. So everybody is welcome. We would love to see you and have you help us out.
And so you do this in people's gardens, you do this in parks, you do this all over. So if we see a bunch of people in Urban Abundance t-shirts.
Yes, we would love to have you. Yes, we try to put out our sign to let you know that that's what we're doing, and you can come by and check us out and see if that's what you would like to join us with. But yep, it's homeowners let us know when they have trees that are ready to harvest. We have connections with orchardists in the community, with some of the county or city parks that have fruit trees in them too. So we're trying to expand and make sure that we are getting all of the resources that already exist in the community put into use so that we have access. If you have a tree in your yard that instead of letting it all the fruit drop to the ground, you would like to put it to good use for your community members, if you go to urbanabundance.org, you will see a spot where you can register your tree. It's a very simple, quick Google form. Just let us know who you are, how to contact you, and what kind of fruit tree you have, and we will get right to you to get a work party date set up and let you know what the process is and what it will look like, and then we'll come and take care of it.
Well, my name is Will Moore, and I am a new graduate of the Master Gardener program. It's a bridge from the university research out to the community, and we're the volunteer group that assists with that. But even more important for me is there's a community of people in Clark County that have gone through this program, and they are bright, they are out there doing the work, helping the community, and it's a real positive upper. There's no doubt about it. Well, right now we are at a table event communicating out today, particularly how to green up your lawn. A lot of people overwater their lawn and they over-fertilize their lawn. They don't cut it optimally for these kind of grasses that grow in the west of the Cascades. And as a result, there's a runoff of chemicals into the waterways that has a real adverse effect. So my little committee is working on raising awareness by households who mow their grass how to do it without harming the world.
And it looks like I can find out more at this website right here.
That's right. Yes, you can.
So you want to read that website out to me?
The website is bit.ly/WSU_GUYL.
Green up your lawn.
Green up your lawn. And it's a group inside of the Clark County Master Gardeners.
Yeah, so the website's going to have lots of different materials around proper fertilization, how to weed without using herbicides. It'll also give you an opportunity to connect with our group, and we'd be happy to come out to your neighborhood and talk to the people in your neighborhood and do hands-on demonstrations about how to properly care for a lawn and care for the environment at the same time. There's opportunities to work at the Heritage Farm on 78th Street in Vancouver. Lots of different programs there. Opportunities to work with school kids in garden school programs. There's opportunities to volunteer at pop-up events like the ones we're doing today to help bring education to the community about various topics. I'm Mitzi Staker.
You've been listening to Voices from Your Community here in Vancouver. This happened today, May 9th, 2026. I'm DJ Stina, and I headed down to the Bloom Where You're Planted Multicultural Festival at Fourth Plain Commons. You heard from lots of different organizations, including Odyssey World International Education Services, the Vancouver Bee Project, Native American Rising Generations Foundation, Port Vancouver Regional Library, Latinos Unidos y Floreciendo, Urban Abundance, Washington State University, Clark County Master Gardeners, LULAC, and more. This was put on by the Fourth Plain Five. I want to thank everybody for letting me hear what's going on with their organizations and for spending the day watching gardening demonstrations, watching the lions, and seeing community come together. KXRW is Vancouver's community station, all volunteer, powered, and we're community driven. So thanks for listening. Stay tuned for a little more music and programming here on KXRW. Programming like this is brought to you by Morel Inc., a founding sponsor of KXRW, and Vancouver's own Columbian newspaper. For KXRW, I'm Stina Trecha.
E seu doce predileto pra você parar em casa. Qual o quê? Com seu terno mais bonito, você sai, não acredito, quando diz que não se atrasa. Você diz que é um operário, sai em busca do salário pra poder me sustentar. Qual o quê? No caminho da oficina há um bar em cada esquina pra você comemorar. Sei lá o quê. Sei que alguém vai sentar junto, você vai puxar assunto, discutindo futebol. E ficar olhando as saias de quem vive pelas praias, coloridas pelo sol. Vem à noite mais um copo, sei que alegre, mas não dropo. Você vai querer cantar. Na caixinha um novo amigo vai bater um samba antigo pra você rememorar. Quando a noite enfim lhe cansa, você vem feito criança pra chorar o meu perdão. Qual o quê? Diz pra eu não ficar sentida, diz que vai mudar de vida pra agradar meu coração. E ao lhe ver assim cansado, maltrapilho e maltratado, como vou me aborrecer? Qual o quê? Logo vou esquentar seu prato, dou um beijo em seu retrato.
It's 6:30. Up next, an episode of Northwest Book Talk featuring an author who's going to be at the Northwest Book Fair and Media Fest June 27th at Clark College.